Rust and time, nor wit nor gold abet the old song's burden, part prophecy, part longing. The hanging garden, a shadowy dream, the world grows so very old, though once we too were young. Something had happened to the very particles of the substantial, of substance, to the very cup on the dashboard, now not what a cup might have been, the sentences themselves seemingly unable to carry the seed of an untold tale, driving through the words in full force to emerge as told. There was a time we walked these streets without a care, our history within. Late, raining, we glide down past 59th Street across Times Square on Broadway, windows rolled up, the radio on, all quiet on the Western Front. We decide to go to Junior's for cheesecake. From there, we come back to the no-name for a nightcap, then over to the Bowery, no one around, Chinatown for a bite, back uptown. A man on the corner, Houston and First Street, watching the traffic, he, the man's eyes, moving, slowly speaking, daughter, an unknown man's eyes, unused, closed, hand, paper bag. The late Jack Spicer's work is a miraculous thing. In Shirley Clarke's film about Ornette Coleman, the moon looks like a white woman's body with wide pink nipples. In the story of the circumcision, Ornette concludes that male and female exist, but man and woman are. Scarface and fratricide, homesick time, speaks under rocks and says everything I wanted to and couldn't. And the insistence echoed everywhere to renounce dreaming. This boat can take me to a place where I would have made a wooden horse out of ilk aiken tree and slashed rowans into spears for sake of chivalry. The materials only get more mysterious, her gardenia any dahlia. In any passage of time, the lights, the blinking lights still thickening her field of vision, sitting there, black hair blowing back against her cheek. I lived those days, the absolute joy of them, the days, I mean. Who does the queen save, save one? How does her hair fall, all on her shoulders or some? When will knight errant reply her reprieve, there in that lair, ears attuned and eyes adjusted, love solely reflective? Someone said the sun did you in, but I don't think that's true. My heart once broke, and now it's breaking again. When I fell asleep inside you, I thought love would never end. And when you let go in me, we were afloat upon the wide blue sea, me deep in you, and you deep in me. Into this world you come slower or more quickly. Before lighting the kerosene heater on my way to work at the garage, I could always see my breath in the early winter light. There is a plum in the hearts of the dumb. He wanted to appear in the snow, arrive late in evening, wondered from where he had come and if this was the place he was supposed to go. I saw the story told me about me that I was telling myself wasn't true, but it seemed there was no release, it just went on. So a huge gulf was created, long walks through the ruins, small talk to begin rearranging all the chemistry, thinking the brain would not act one way, only to find out something entirely different was at stake. The memories came in drips and drabs, the faucet just opened and closed quickly, lest the flood overwhelm him. How many times did we play that side? A night in Tunisia, live at the Vanguard, the blue and white label spinning.